Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a lady I take care of that's disabled. And I know there are companies that will pay, I guess, through Medicare or Medicaid to help take care of her.
Absolutely. You're calling a home care agency? Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how to get signed up and stuff
right,
like that.
Well, so let's get you the help she needs. What's your relationship to the patient?
Just a friend or friends.
Family friend?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the patient's first and last name?
Her first name is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I. Last name is Halpin, H-A-L-P-H-I-N.
And what kind of health insurances does she have? She has to be on Medicaid in order for us to submit the referral. Okay?
I have both Medicare and Medicaid. Medicaid.
Okay. What's her date of birth?
8/26/86.
Okay. What county does she reside in?
This is Saline County. I had to sit and think of what county we're in.
What's the home address?
701 South Locust, Sweet Springs, Missouri.
You said Spring Street?
Locust.
Locust Street, Avenue, Boulevard, Road.
701 South Locust Street.
Okay. What's the city?
Sweet Springs.
Sweet Springs, Missouri. Zip code?
Yep. 65351.
Okay. And now the Missouri Medicaid ID number?
Let me grab a card real quick.
Yep. Okay. It's all for her MoHealth Net card. It's called DCN. Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay. It is. Her number is 1-996-9958.
So 1-996-9958.
Yes.
Okay. And a good number to reach her.
You what?
A good number to reach her.
816. Mm-hmm. 223. 6791.
That's the patient's number, Sherry's number.
Her phone is broken. It's
okay.
My number. And that's
all right.
The best.
So you're gonna be the caregiver.
That's the best way to contact me right now is through him.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Aaron. A-A-R-O-N. And last name is Laster. L-A-S-T-E-R.
Got it. Okay, I just need you now to write down some of my information. We're going to exchange information, and then I'm going to prep Miss Sherry for the call.
All right, let me.
We have to call seniors and disabilities and get her online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours she gets, okay?
Okay, you got pen, sweet pop.
And I need you to put me on speakerphone so we could all be, you know.
You're already on speaker.
Okay,
I'm trying to.
Hey, Miss Sherry, my name is Jasmine. I'm going to further you along in the process, okay? I'm going to assist you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find a pen. I've been cleaning up.
Right here.
Take your time.
You
anything. A pencil, marker, crayon.
I'll let you talk to her then.
Okay.
Anyway, just do it in the front, baby. I know it's not the.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Miss Sherry, I'm Jasmine. How are you today?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, good. Happy Monday.
Miss Sherry. What a beautiful name.
Thank you. I'm going to check your eligibility codes to see if you are eligible for services, okay? If you are, we're going to submit the referral today and get you online for an in-home assessment. That's when you we knock on the state doors and we let them know that you're a live person with real needs and you need assistance at home, all right? Just going to be checking real quick. Just for accuracy, I'm going to repeat the information that Mr. Aaron gave me. So your last name is Halpin, H-A-L-P-H-I-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Sherry spelled with one R, correct? S-H-E-R-I.
S-H-E-R-I.
Okay, and your date of birth is 8/26/86.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the Missouri Medicaid is 1-996-9958. Let's check to see what we could get for you. All right, you are populating. You have active Medicaid. And now let's check the eligibility codes to submit the referral. You have a spend down. Is your spend down met?
Yes, I paid it for both February and March.
Okay, so you are eligible. As long as that spend down is being met every month, you're good, okay? Your information is accurate in the system. It's showing that you have 701 South Locust Street. Let me see what else. They don't have a number to reach you, so you might want to add his number, okay, when we call.
Okay,
Did you guys get something to write with now so we could exchange information?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry.
No, take your time. No worries. All right. While we're doing that, I'm going to be prepping you for the call, Sherry, okay? So talk to me a little bit about your disabilities. Disabilities are things you have been clinically, medically diagnosed with. What are they? Talk to me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a severe spinal cord injury patient.
Okay.
I'm fused from C3 to T1 and L5 to S1.
Are you in contingent? Are you using a Hoyer lift? Are you on a gait belt? How do you get around?
I wear braces and I have my cane and a walker, but I need
to. So you are mobile.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. All right. So you have major severe spine injuries and surgeries. Anything else?
I have a compression fracture at T11 in my spine as well. That's new.
Okay.
And I have a history of seizures. I have foot drop. I wear braces to because I have clonus and a lot of
other issues.
So you
got Crohn's disease as well?
No, clonus.
C-L-O-N-U-S. Got it.
Because my feet shake when I I'm sorry, and probably. And then I have a backless button pump inserted in my stomach. And it's for muscle spasm relief, and it has to be refilled every 3 months. I had a thing with my list of medications on it. Hey, are you going to need my medication list or?
No. The state is going to need it when they come into your home to do your physical assessment. So you can always request that later on. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's enough for the disabilities. If you come across any or you forgot any, you can always add them later on during your assessment. No worries, okay? They're going to ask you, what do you need help around your house? Everything from meal prepping to light housework to taking out the trash to helping you with the laundry, the dishes, the cleaning, everything. You need help with everything, especially with that severe back
injury.
A little bit of everything, especially right now. Yes.
I have extra pain on my right side even.
Correct. They're going to ask you if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, any dangerous or vicious animals, any gang-related activities, any weapons in or outside of the home, any infections or contagious diseases. The answer is no to all of that, okay?
Oh, goodness, no.
They're going to ask you if you need a visiting nurse to come out once a week and do your vitals. Aaron can basically get paid for what the nurse does. It is a mandated reporter. They come once a week. If you don't need this service at this time, you could always tell them, not at this time, you don't need it. These are things you can always add on later on if you do need it.
You said that Aaron could get paid for doing it?
Yeah. We're assigning Aaron to do everything for you.
That would be great.
Is there a way we can get, like, a blood pressure machine, stuff like that?
Well, those are things you have to ask for from your primary care physician when you go to your doctors, so they could give you medical supplies. That's under medical supplies.
I have to check my blood pressure on a regular basis because I have low blood pressure.
Right. So that's something that you would request from your primary care physician.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. They're going to offer you the Meals on Wheels program. It's hot delivered meals that come to your home. If that's something that you would be interested in or need, you tell them yes. If not, not at this time. Because if you do opt for Meals on Wheels, then Aaron will not get paid to prep meals and or cook meals or do dishes because they're sending you hot disposable meals in a disposable container. Okay. These are all services. These are all services that later on, if you do need them, you could always add them to your care plan. All right. So, but if you don't need them right now, not at this time. That's all you got to tell the worker. Okay.
Right.
They're
going to
offer you a social daycare.
I'm sorry.
They're going to offer you a social daycare where you can go out of your home. They pick you up, provide transportation, meals, companionship, trips, field trips, and things like that. And you can meet other people. If that's something that you would like to engage in, it's like an activity center where you go and you engage for most of your day. Just keep in mind that Aaron will not get paid to do any house chores on that day because all your needs are being met at the center when you do decide if you're going to go, okay?
No.
So if you don't need
okay.
it, not at this time.
I don't think that's something that would be.
Just tell them not at this time. You don't need it. Not at this time. That's it. I'm prepping you for the call that we're going to place to the state right now. So I'm going over the questions that they're going to ask you so you can know how to answer them. Okay.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
No, it's fine. They're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out. You're going to tell them yes, and you're going to give them my information. Did you ever find that pen, Miss Sherry? I'm going to have you write down the agency's information. Just let me know when you're
ready. I just had it a second ago.
Of course, it disappears. And watch when you don't need it. It just miraculously shows up.
Exactly.
It does that all the time.
I literally had it in my hand 5 seconds ago.
Didn't you have like a bunch of colored markers and pens and stuff in it too?
Here's a Sharpie.
That'll work.
Okay.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire Aaron and assist you onto services, Miss Sherry, is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay, I've got, and it's just Deluxe Health Care?
Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, Home Care. Okay.
Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, I have that written down.
D-E-L-U-X-E. That's how
yes,
you spell.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have that written down.
And the agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. Again, that's 314-501-2508.
Can
My
I repeat that back to you for
Absolutely.
Just a second?
Yep.
314-501-2508.
You got it.
Okay, and you said, and that's the number for Deluxe Home Care, right?
That's my direct number and the office number, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you said that's your direct number?
That's the agency's phone number. Yes, my number. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. So we just call that number back to get.
No. That's our phone number. I'm giving you the information that you're going to need so that you could give it to the worker that's going to we're going to call right now.
Okay, gotcha. I apologize. It's been.
He gets confused easily.
I had a seizure that caused short-term memory loss a while back, and so sometimes I.
Don't worry, Miss Sherry. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. I'm here with you. Don't worry. Listen, another thing, do not speak of memory loss with the state. Once you talk about memory loss, you lose all your rights to self-direct. Okay?
Oh,
okay.
Well, this was like, it's not an issue now. This was something that happened to me like forever ago. So
no, I'm prepping you so that doesn't come out when you're speaking to the state worker, because it's a recorded line and they record everything. So I'm just letting you know not to say that when we call the state.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Thank you.
All right.
I
absolutely.
I really appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, if they ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out, you're going to tell them yes. You're going to give them the information I just had you write down for Deluxe Home Care, okay? Now, this request averages anywhere between 10 to 15 business days, not including weekends and holidays. Once this gets assigned to a state specialist, they're going to call you back at Aaron's phone number to schedule what's called an in-home assessment. At that time, they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
Okay.
At that point, we just sit and we wait. In the meantime, our coordinators here at Deluxe Home Care are going to reach out to Aaron to send him his hiring application and get all his paperwork in so that we could get him ready for payroll. Okay?
Okay.
Do you guys have any questions for me?
Nothing that I can think of.
All right. Mr. Aaron, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
And Aaron can assist you through the call. If you forget anything, he could jump in and save you. So don't worry about it, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and we're going to get seniors and disabilities on the line. As soon as they get on the line, good morning. My name is Sherry Halpin. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. CDS, short for Consumer Direct Support, CDS.
Oh, okay.
That's the program, Sherry, that allows you to hire Aaron.
Consumer Directed Services?
Yes.
It's right down CDS.
Okay, I have CDS written down. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's the program, Sherry, that we're going to ask the state to give you, because that's the program that allows you to hire Aaron to be your attendant at home. All right?
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you state on the line, okay? Only answer questions you're asked, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID into the system, but you have to confirm it with the worker along with any other information that they have for you, all right?
Okay, thanks. Really appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Welcome to Deluxe, okay? You give me 1 second. Please hold.
Speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date
Sherry,
of birth,
you're next.
Or full social security number available for it.
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
You just gotta wait for the worker to get on the line, okay? Just hold.